Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyairam.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Among our top stories this evening,
Malawi President Joyce Banda officially opens the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair, lamenting lack of economic prosperity and development in most African countries decades after gaining political independence.
The destiny of Zimbabwe remains in the hands of Zimbabweans, and the rest of us shall march with you and by you and with you, and the rest of us shall blow the trumpet all over the world and say, Zimbabwe is fine, lift the sanctions.
Finance Minister Tendai Biti says the controversial Black Empowerment Program is an elitist transfer of wealth which will not benefit ordinary Zimbabweans.
It's very correct and very true. It is actually an elitist way of amassing wealth. It is an elitist way of destroying the economy at the same time. Because what is happening is it is only those that are associated with ZANU-PF that are going to benefit.
And a new political party is launched ahead of crucial elections expected sometime this year.
I urge the president to ask some of his ministers who are very rich today that through the money they get, how can they be so rich?
Malawi President Joyce Banda says it is said that most African countries lack economic prosperity and development despite gaining political independence from former colonizers decades ago. Officially opening the 54th edition of the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair in Bulawayo today, Mrs. Banda said African leaders need to up their game so the lives of ordinary people can be improved. Notando Sibanda has the story.
President Mrs. Banda said African governments should modernize their economies, especially the agricultural sector, create a conducive environment for business, and focus on job creation to uplift the lives of their citizens. She said what pains her most is the fact that most African countries have been independent for a long time now, but that political independence has not translated into economic prosperity. This, she added, despite the fact that the continent is rich in natural resources. Mrs. Banda, who is traveling with her husband, Malawi's first gentleman, retired Chief Justice Richard Banda, for the continent to catch up with the developed world, it must also embrace new technologies, adding this will surely see livelihoods changing for the better. She also bemoaned the lack of trade between Malawi and Zimbabwe, saying, however, this is about to change following trade agreements recently signed by the two countries.
Trade flows between Malawi and Zimbabwe continue to be very low. For instance, total trade between the two countries has averaged $80 million over the past 3 years, which is a small percentage of the combined trade flows of the two countries. This trade pattern shows that there is need for our two countries to work diligently in order to enhance trade flows between ourselves.
President Banda also touched on Zimbabwe's political situation. She said the country's destiny as the life of the unit government draws to a close is in the hands of the people. She criticized the sanctions imposed against President Robert Mugabe and his inner circle, saying she will actively call for their removal.
This visit to Zimbabwe has provided a rare opportunity for me and my delegation to see for myself what is emerging in Zimbabwe. The destiny of Zimbabwe remains in the hands of Zimbabweans, and the rest of us shall march with you and by you and with you, and the rest of us shall blow the trumpet all over the world and say, Zimbabwe is fine, lift the sanctions.
ZITF Chairperson Bethemba Nkomo paid tribute to this year's exhibitors, singling out China and South Africa as the biggest and most consistent participants at the fair.
To our regional and international exhibitors, we value your being part of ZITF, and I'd like to particularly single out South Africa and the Tianjin province of China for the large participation they have once again put together this year. We trust that all of our exhibitors and visitors have made worthwhile contacts over this period and that they'll take a positive report back home about the potential investment opportunities in Zimbabwe.
The ZITF ends tomorrow with preliminary figures showing that it has surpassed last year's in terms of exhibition space sold. The ZITF management says Harare firms dominate the fair with 57%, Bulawayo 35%, and 8% accounted for by other cities. Although Bulawayo mostly has small and medium enterprises exhibiting, there are also some big companies like Datlabs, Tracker Products, Zimplow, Tenal, and Zimtile. Reporting for Studio 7 in Bulawayo, this is Notando Spanda.